Marionettes are all the rage at Graffiti with a special show from a Guatemalan artist. I visited a gallery to meet her and learn about the art of making marionettes. Veronica Duraca has literally hundreds of marionettes in her home in Guatemala, many she collected from around the world. She has also studied the art of creating marionettes. Your interest in marionettes goes back for most of your life.
Yes, because my grandfather was a marionette guy.
Puppeteer.
Yes, yeah, puppeteer, yes. And all the time my father told me about her work and that he remembered about her grandfather. So that's that he was an Italian guy, so he has all this culture from the marionettes.
Marionettes are not necessarily a typical thing you see nowadays. You think of them more in terms of something from the past, not necessarily a modern entertainment.
Yes, but I think that they lost a little, but they always return. Maybe because the way that we, like a human, alike, something like us.
You're trying to make a miniature of yourself.
Yes. All the cultures, always the Mayan people in Guatemala, they had a little marionettes. We have documents that all the cultures have some kind of marionettes. Even the technology, even the movies, when you see some marionettes, all the people go like this. Oh my God. What happened? It's something like me, but in a funny way. So I think never forget the marionettes.
People seem mesmerized. They can't take their eyes off of them. And the movement is so fascinating. Have you always been able to operate or make the marionettes move?
Yes. Yes, I have to do that. Because, how do you call that?
The string?
The string. Each string have to be for one movement. If I push this or I pull this, it's different. He makes some movements. And all together, they can walk, they can even talk. If I have some that move her
mouth. Chin.
Yes, yes. The calacas, did you see when I pull this, they can talk. But even if they can move the mouth, you can do like just with the movement, with the head, just the head, just do it a little movement, you can imagine that they are talking. I don't know why, but it's happening. It's like magic. Everything about marionette is like magic.
You studied for many years to learn how to make your own marionettes. And you have an extensive collection of the master that you studied under. You have quite a bit of his work.
Yes, I start to collect, not doing, just to collect. And I have many in my house, many, many of them. But one day I bring a big exhibition from Mexico to Guatemala. I'm an architect. I'm not a marionettist. How do you say?
Artist.
And at this time, I bring 700 marionettes to Guatemala. And when this guy is my friend, he was my friend. When this guy go back to Mexico, he said, "I want to give you something." And I thought that it's a marionette. And he said, "No, I want to show you how you do." So I start to learn with him, and it takes maybe 15 days to do the first one, just one. And then he said, "Okay, you can go alone." But I always return to Mexico and go to Mexico and have some lessons. Maybe 3 or 4 times a year, I'm still learning by myself. Because everyone is different. Everyone has his own personality, his own spirit. I don't know how you call that. Like spirit, something like magic, or I don't know.
Kind of like the soul of the puppet.
Yes, that's the word, soul.
Now, as you continue to learn to make these marionettes, a lot of their personality also comes from the scripts that you write, the stories that you animate your marionettes through. Where do you get your ideas for your stories?
When I was young, I loved a program. It was the Monster Family. I love this show. And I do the Herman and the Grandpa. I used to love the ballet. I still love. And so I start to make the... Because sometimes I find the little shoes. I can do something like with these little shoes. Or in antique stores, I find something like this... How do you call this thing?
The rapier or the
sword? The rapier. It's like the zorro. And I used to love the zorro. I love music. I love the classic music. So I find these little instruments in antique stores, in a trip, and I collect them. And when I have something like 10, it's time to do a band. I love Michael Jackson, the music, the way he danced. So one day I say, let's try.
You make beautiful art with your marionettes. Do you give them life in performances?
Yes, but here in the States, my English is the trouble for do that. But I can do something sometimes that I doesn't have to speak, because for a show, we need maybe 4 people, not just me. I can dance with them and show you how you move them and with music. But a show, I need 4 or 5 people.
What kind of materials do you make them with?
The body is like fabrics, putting all together inside. Wood with arms and legs. And the face is resin.
Resin?
Resin. Resin. And the feet and the hands have to wait. Wait?
They have to have weight.
Yes, because if you don't have weight in the foot or in the hands, they don't move good. So it's like a secret. They have to touch the floor, and that's a material, it's an epoxy thing that you put all together and get strong and hard. This is the feet, the hands, the clothes. Sometimes I can do it, and sometimes not. I can do this, the shirt.
The collar?
This little, you know that?
The pail?
Yes, I can do that. So I ask for somebody that do it with big people, so I ask for little things.
So you'll hire a seamstress to help with the costuming.
Yes. I design, and then they do it.
If someone were to visit your house, how many marionettes would they see?
Oh, my goodness. Maybe 200. In every corner is one of them. In my workroom, maybe 100, sometimes. Sometimes less. And I move it all the time. I change the places, and I have a collection of antiques for Mozart. It was like a show from Mozart for my teacher. And I have this collection. They are 18. They are antiques. So I have a special place in my house to show them. They're beautiful. They are beautiful.
Veronica Giraca's marionettes can be seen at Graffiti on Cherokee Boulevard through January 6th. Veronica will be at the gallery through December 11th to personally show her marionettes. Follow the link from the Around and About blog at WUTC.org to learn more. If you visit the gallery at Graffiti, you might meet Captain Jack Sparrow and another drunken pirate, ballerinas and belly dancers, a full band, and many more marionettes. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.